In a little cafe, just the other side.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. I watched the movie The Meddler over the holiday, and I have to tell you, this 2016 film, released quietly, now out everywhere online for rent, is wonderful. It's a poignant indie film written by Lorena Scafaria, and Susan Sarandon plays Marnie, a widow who's still grieving the loss of her husband. He left his spouse with enough money so she'd never have to worry about much, if anything, financially again. And so she packed up and she moved to Los Angeles to be close to her daughter. Pathologically close. Marnie follows her daughter to Los Angeles in hopes of starting this new life. Instead, she gets overly preoccupied with the idea of trying to fix both her daughter's life and this ever-expanding circle of people's lives that are around her. The film, though, gives Susan Sarandon a chance to go deep into the character of parent, a widow, who just can't stop herself from interfering in everybody else's life. It gives audiences the chance to relish that character, Marnie Minervini, a woman with a piercing New York by way of Jersey squawk and a desperate need to help strangers, shop workers, and her daughter's friend whose name she can't quite recall, but never mind, that won't stop Marnie from offering to bankroll this elaborate wedding ceremony on board a yacht. Let's listen to a scene from the movie where Marnie drops in on her daughter, Lori, who's a TV screenwriter in Los Angeles, played wonderfully by Rose Byrne, and in caring, sincere manner, yet prying, asks about helping and clearly stepping over the boundaries that are necessary for Lori and her life. Marnie wants to console, to counsel. She wants to give to Lori. Lori just wants to be left alone.
Mom, maybe you shouldn't drop around here all the time.
Then I barely see you anymore.
Well, you know, I've got a ton of work to do. So, you know, it requires a lot of research. I'm just saying, I'm not in the position to be very entertaining right now. I don't have any good stories.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
Didn't you hear what I just said? What I need right now is to write, okay? This is my office. This is my desk. These are my coworkers. If I was in a real office, you wouldn't come in and sit on my desk and pet my coworkers, would you?
No.
I've been talking to my therapist about this, and I think it's time that we set some boundaries.
Sure. I get it. You need to write, and I need to get out of your office.
But you don't have to leave right now.
No, it's fine, it's fine. I don't want to be crossing anybody's boundaries. I don't know, she seems so angry all the time. You've been seeing her for a while. Has she always seemed so angry?
You don't need to be a therapist to tell you what's driving Marnie's compulsion to help, but both she and Lori are seeing one. Anyway, played by Amy Landecker as this amusing, non-communicative shrink, Marnie is still very much grappling with the death of her husband, Lori's dad, and Lori is grappling with the same thing. And several years have gone by now since the passing of husband and father. Sarandon plays Marnie with just this wonderful heart and soul, trolling the kind of the fancy outdoor shopping areas of Los Angeles, the Grove. You see them as the Grove in the film, for for products at this shopping mall so that she can buy people to help them, to have them be aided in her caring, consoling way. She wakes up every morning in this beautiful sunlit room to the whir of a ceiling fan. She grabs her iPhone to check messages. She's ready to drop by Lori's place without a knock or a hello, even if daughter Lori, genuinely beyond startled in this scene, and isn't even ready to see her.
You're not bringing the mail?
Mom, you have to ring the doorbell.
But I've got the key.
In the meddler, Marnie finds herself pursued by a couple of suitors. One is awkward Mark, this perfectly charming fellow Brooklynite of Marnie's, played by Michael McKean, who does a great job and whose idea of fun in the movie is a trip to the Holocaust Museum. The other suitor is played by J.K. Simmons, and he plays a retired cop who goes by the name of Zipper, Randy Zipper. He lives in this canyon out in Topanga Canyon, and he plays the guitar a little bit. He sings some country songs, you know, when no one's around. He has this, you know, group of chickens that he talks to. And he's played by J.K. Simmons, and he is fantastic in this. You might think, you know, kind of Sam Elliott in a role like this, but boy, J.K. Simmons does it, you know, kind of this manly drawl and just almost a slow pace to his talk and this beautiful romance. But a beautiful romance really starts to develop between Sarandon's character, Marnie, and Simmons's character, Zipper. And they ride a Harley. They get to Zipper's place, and he ushers her into the chicken coop to meet the chickens. And she starts asking him a lot of questions, and Simmons' character Zipper is as cool as can be, and you'll hear that here.
What's your first name?
Randy. Or Randall.
Randall. And are you from around here? Am I asking too many questions?
No. I'm from outside Oxnard originally, and then moved to Ventura when I got married, and moved to Topanga when I got divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. She's not. You know, she never smiled with her teeth. I should have known.
Is Topanga on the beach?
No, not on the beach. By the beach. I wouldn't mind living on the beach.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I'd keep the chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah, yeah. You got your dog people and your cat people. I am a man with chickens.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Chicken?
Absolutely.
How many?
Well, you know what they say about counting chickens.
No.
You don't know what they say about counting chickens, really?
No.
Didn't your grandma ever tell you that?
No, we didn't. My grandma didn't have chickens.
Oh, yeah. You are a city girl, aren't you?
And then here in this scene, you hear Zipper give this, again, this calm, cool kind of chicken description, helping Marnie understand the ways of the West Coast music-loving birds.
Here, let me go in first, make sure we don't let anybody escape. Well, now here's, that's Patsy, that's Kathleen. Over here is, that's Isla, Katie and Ruth, that's Gail, and the golden girl there is Henrietta. Now don't let her sass you. She gets a little attitude on account of she's so damn beautiful.
So beautiful.
Girls, this is Marnie.
Hey.
I was out here a couple months ago, and I brought that boombox with me and playing some tunes. And I looked at their faces, and I swear they just looked happy. So I did a little experiment to try and find out what kind of music they dig the most. Turns out rock and roll makes them lay eggs like crazy, but it does stress them out a little bit.
Oh, I understand.
Classical's good. They like that. Reggae, not good.
Really?
No. Don't know what it is. Turns out for the optimal combination of happiness and productivity, all roads lead to Dolly.
Can you tell if it's working?
Don't they look like they're smiling?
Simmons and Sarandon are strong together and offer noticeable chemistry. You know, whenever Simmons is on the screen, it is it's palpable. As for any overlying tension, that's all courtesy of Sarandon's Barney. She's relentless. She's impossible. She is wonderful in this film. And while the Meddler might be a bit on the sitcom side, it does successfully deviate from that formula, and it gives Sarandon this surprisingly great role. I had no idea when I started watching this movie what this movie really offers to all of us. It's just this beautiful film, and again, in Sarandon's hands, Marnie is this full-blooded creation. She's this powerhouse. She anchors the film, and she makes Marnie this rich, moving character without sacrificing any laughs whatsoever. The music, always important to me, is excellent too, with great songs like Here You Go Again from Dolly Parton to Jay and the Americans classic, A Little Bit Closer, played here now, and then at the opening of the review. This really is just a great film for family, for mom and daughter, for son and mom. No sex scenes, only one small car crash. It's really just great characters and great acting. I hope you enjoy this. Again, it's the Meddler, and it is out now, and it is wonderful.